If you're going to buy right now, don't over leverage. I know it makes the deal look better because if you get a higher LTV, you're putting less down. So the return looks better. But in a time like this, you want less leverage, anywhere 60 to 65%. I think 60 to 65 is adequate enough for this time period.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. What is going on, everyone? You know the drill. Every Friday, we're coming at you with all things finance. For personal finance, how to get your money work not only harder, but smarter, because it's not what you make, but what you keep. So every Friday, we're going to hit on topics, what's going on in the markets, strategies to get your money working for you that might be outside of real estate, maybe within real estate, smart tax advantaged ways to get your money working for you, just all things that relates to your money so you can keep it yours and keep more money. We can do more things with it for our family, for our friends. Hopefully for yourself too, a little bit. And for our, in my experience, there's more done for the community at the community level. So instead of giving it to Uncle Sam, when we're talking about tax strategies, if we keep that within the community, we can do more for the community on that community level than a federal level. Kind of that trickle down effect. The higher it goes up and it trickles down, the less that makes it to the bottom, right? But today I want to talk about probably everything that's on everyone's mind. I'm recording this Thursday morning. And they just came out with inflation news. And inflation increased 0.4%. So now it is at 8.2% year over year. And that is higher than what the kind of the markets were projecting. And so what does this mean? Well, to me, it means that there's going to be another rate hike. Obviously, we knew that was coming, but it was more of a question of how big. And I think it's going to be another 75 basis point hike, because clearly we're not reducing inflation by increasing rates. And I think it's just going to take a little time. It's kind of like that lag effect. Like, we see it in the market, but is it actually affecting people yet? We've seen some pullback in housing prices. Interest rates are climbing up. So today's episode is like, should we be buying right now, or should we be sitting on the sideline? And if so, like, what should we be doing during this time if it's not? And there's a lot of schools of thought to this, right? And people are thinking, well, the interest rates are so high. Like, yes, they are. Not going to say they're not. We were quoted. So if you guys know my story, I started off with smaller multis before we got into the bigger 100 plus unit multis. And so I still have some of that portfolio. And one of them recently we renovated. It took us a while to get the tenants out during COVID. It was hard to get them out. They were not paying, so we got them out. We renovated it. We put a good chunk of change in, probably about $90,000. And so the plan along was then to refi that money back out, right? And then have a cash flow. And we can do that. We still can do that. But the rate we're being charged right now that we were quoted is 7.625%. We're getting very, very close to 8% interest rate. Obviously, this is a cash out refi, so the rate's going to be a little higher than a normal mortgage. That's just the way it is. And the LTV is generally, the loan to value is generally lower. So are we going to refi? Or are we going to sell? And to me, that comes down to, obviously, it's different for everybody, right? If you sell, you're going to get more cash, right? Because there's no LTV. You're just going to get everything. Your profit you're going to make is what you're going to keep, right? And then you can go put it to work. And maybe you're in a situation where by taking all that money out and putting it to work, maybe in a new deal or just investing back in your business, you get a higher return than just refiing a portion out and keeping the rest there. But what it really comes down to me is, if it does make more sense from a return standpoint to keep it in, yeah, you're paying a higher rate than you would have a year ago. Yeah, it sucks. But probably hearing this go around, but you marry the property and you date the rate. So if it's a great property in a great location, cash flows very well, just date the rate. A year from now, 2 years from now, the rates could be back down to 4%. And then you just refi to a new rate. So if you can cash flow in the meantime, then why not? Obviously, it makes more sense to sell and invest back in your company and you make a higher return that way. I get that. And that's the same thing that goes to buying. People are scared, like, they're not going to buy, right? Because the rates are higher. Well, if you're able to find a deal that cash flows, just marry the property and date the rate. You can always refinance later. However, I will say when it comes to some of the bigger properties, we're talking about bridge debt, because that's what a lot of people use. And why it's called bridge debt is because it's a short-term loan and you're using it as a bridge because you can't get permanent debt or you can't get quality permanent debt because the property maybe is not performing up to their criteria. But that's why you're buying it, because you can add the value to then make it perform where you can get like an agency, a Freddie or Fannie. So what you do, so it's bridge to perm, they call it. So it's bridge to permanent debt. That's why you buy. But the thing with bridge right now is it floats, right? And rates just keep rising and rising. Yeah, you can get a cap. And I mentioned this on the last episode. It floats off something called SOFR. But SOFR isn't floats too. So it increases. So the cap, you might have a 200 basis point. So a 2% cap where it can't go 2% above. So if SOFR is moving, then you're moving with it. So it's a cap in the sense that it's never going to be 200 basis points above SOFR, but it's not a cap in the sense like if you had 5% rate that it's never going to go above that. No, it could. If SOFR goes up, then it's going to move with it, right? So that's what one thing that's dangerous with it. There's that whole LTV thing. Like if you're going to buy right now, don't over leverage. I know it makes the deal look better because if you get a higher LTV, you're putting less down. So the return looks better. But in a time like this, you want less leverage. Anywhere 60 to 65%. You know, some people might even argue 50, but I think 60 to 65 is adequate enough for this time period where allow you to cash flow enough where you can weather most storms, if not all storms. So these are the things you need to be looking at. And I think what you really need to take advantage of in this market is creative finance. That could be, you know, subject to, could be seller financing, and it could be assumptions, so loan assumption. And the bigger game, the two biggest ones are going to be loan assumptions and seller finance. You're not going to really get into sub twos in the big game. At least I've never seen it. I mean, it can happen, but I feel like it's a little more difficult to do that. So what a loan assumption is say the current owner has agency debt. So if Freddie Mae or Fannie Mae loan, the thing with those is they have huge prepayment penalties, you know, defeasance, yield maintenance, whatever you want to call it, but it's a prepayment penalty where you get penalized to sell at a certain time. And they usually step down so the penalty gets less and less over time. But a reason why a seller might not want to sell is because they're going to take a huge penalty. And so if they do want to sell, they're going to want to sell for a higher price to eat some of that, get some cushion for that penalty, right? However, in this market, we don't want to, well, you never really want to pay more. But in this market, it's extremely tough to pay more. It doesn't make sense because rates are so high, lower LTV, obviously. So a way to get around that is to do something called a loan assumption, where you just assume the loan. And Freddie and Fannie allows you to do this. So you assume their terms and their rate, and it gets the seller out. However, you have to qualify. So you need someone who has experience both in agency debt and in the asset class, net worth, a liquid net worth. So to do that, if you don't have it, you can partner with someone, bring someone into your general partnership, your GP, to qualify for that. So that's, I'm probably going to see a lot of loan assumptions if people want to sell. There could just be people who are like, oh, I have a great fixed debt right now. I'm just going to hang on to it. And the other thing, if you're not seeing loan assumptions, is seller financing. Get sellers to finance the sale to you, right? And if you're good at negotiating, you're going to get a lot better rate than what the market is to offer. And the LTV is going to be attractive as well. So these are kind of some of the things that you need to look at. And I would never say don't buy. We buy in all market cycles, but right now you really need to be strict to your criteria, your investment criteria. You really need to dig in, do due diligence. It's going to take you looking at a lot more deals than ever before to find those. It's going to take maybe finding the deals in a different manner than you are now. Maybe it's more direct to seller, mailers, networking in your markets. But you could even ask a broker if the seller is interested in seller finance. I wouldn't lead with that. But as you go down the road, bring that up, they could be. And then brokers also have a lot of loan assumptions. I've already seen a few recently. So I would never say get off the sidelines. But if you are of the mindset where it's too risky for you, okay. Or even if you're like semi on the sidelines or not, or just you're not really finding the deals you want to find right now, there's still stuff you can do. This is the time. Like if you are going to sit on the sidelines, not just sit there and be like, okay, I'm going to get it when it's good. Well, all the people that have been in it this whole time are the ones that when it gets good, they're ready to go. They're already in it, right? They built the relationships both with brokers, sellers, investors, lenders. So that's what you need to be doing. If you're not going to buy, just start building those relationships. One is going to keep pulse on the market so you know where it's at. So then you're going to be able to identify when the market is getting good, right? And I'm not saying you can time the market because no one can time the market, but you get a feeling when things are turning and there's more optimism. So this is the time to educate yourself, to network, to build those relationships. This is the time, especially because brokers are getting, at least what I've been told, obviously there's less transactions, but there's also just less optimism. So not as many people are reaching out. This is the time to set yourself apart, to build those relationships. And so when times are good again, you're top of mind in all these relationships, you're ready to go, you're doing deals. And so whether you're on the sideline or not, in these times, that's my recommendation. Educate yourself and build those relationships, foster those relationships. So when times get good again, you're one of the big players. And it might not even be the fact that you're a big player in the sense of that you've been crushing a lot of deals, but you're a big player in the sense of like, you know, this guy, this gal, that you're just top of mind to people in that network. And that's all it is, man. Perception. It's what others think of you. Fortunately, that's what it is. And so if they feel like you've got pulse on the market, they feel that you're just the person to know because you know everyone and you're making all these connections. That's powerful. So that's my recommendation for everyone at this time is one, I wouldn't get out of the market, but just be very, very conservative and stick to your criteria, all while fostering these relationships, these connections, and educating yourself. This is the time to do it. Like people, I know it might sound cliche, but people say this is where money is made in downtimes. It's so true. This is where opportunities arise. This is where favorable opportunities arise. This is where you can be creative on how you're going to get deals, make partnerships, and just crush it out there. So I just want to get on and say that, because I know there's a lot of negativity in the world, obviously, a lot of geopolitical risk, inflation, rates are rising. So I just wanted to get on here and say there's still a lot of positives. You just got to create that positivity. Just go find it. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in as always. And if you got any value from the show, please share it with someone who you think could also get value. That's how we grow the show. Just share it with them, maybe share it on your social. And if you haven't left a rating or review, I would greatly appreciate that. That's another way this gets in front of more people. So as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so you can create the life of your dreams. We can all make this world a better place. All right, everybody, I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.